All right, Jabo, say good morning. Good morning. Let us begin. So, we are continuing in Meretz Hashem this morning in Os Mentes, in Tzidkas HaTzadik, continuing really with the Rebbe's exceptionally profound insights on the notion of utilizing sin as a way of highlighting our strengths, which of course at first glance sounds a little bit counterintuitive, but as the Rebbe has been explaining, it is through chait that we really discover what our true strengths are. So we're continuing on page Kuf Yud Zayin today. So that in the Biuri HaChassidus, this is actually really an incredible piece. So the Rebbe writes, Ve'inyan hatikun hamiyuchad, sheyesh l'chol echad ve'echad. This idea that each and every one of us is put in this world to rectify something specific, to be metakin, to fix something specific. So where do we know this concept from? Kenoda ma'amar ha'kamonim mekubalim, quotes over from the Eitz Chaim, ma'amar rabosinu zal. The Eitz Chaim quotes a Gemara Masech Shabbos. And this Gemara says, is a discussion between various Tanoim, avuch b'may zohir tvei. I'm sorry, the Amoraim. They asked a number of the Amoraim a simple question. What was your father exceptionally careful with? Interesting question. So they asked these individuals, these Amoraim, who hailed from Choshuva families, what was like the one thing your father was very careful with? Right? Well, what was the one thing he was very medakdek on? It's an interesting question. First of all, in general, it's an interesting question to like think about again. You know, what was your father exceptionally meticulous about? So the Gemara says, so what does this mean? Shayodin tlias hanitzus shalahem. Vahayu mistabkim liktas mitzvas yosher me'achirim. Then I will say, what the question was presupposing and the question was focusing on was, what is it that people generally gravitate towards a mitzvah? As well, so we know all mitzvahs are important. All mitzvahs are important. But people tend to gravitate towards certain things more than others. You know, so this was an interesting discussion because when Lubavitcher Rebbe Zecher Tzadik Livracha began his campaign, you know, for Shabbos candles and for tefillin, which you think again would have kind of broad support. Many were against this notion, as they felt that you can't go ahead and put certain mitzvahs over others. All mitzvahs are important. So to go ahead and make a campaign for this and make a campaign for that, why would you place certain things on a platform over others? But yet it's interesting because the Eitz Chaim, quoting this Gemara in Shabbos, is bringing down that by definition, people tend to gravitate towards certain mitzvos more than others. So he says, what's the pshat? Vayidea cholshu. So first of all, just to illustrate the Gemara to you, if you look in the footnote, it's footnote Samich Vav. Footnote Samich Vav. And it's all that you see is a very, very long footnote. It's all the way on the bottom of the right-hand column. Bottom of the right-hand column, Hainu digarsinu b'maseach ha-Shabbos perach kol kisvei, Amrav Nachman. So we'll say here, the footnote's quoting the Gemara. It's a beautiful Gemara. We might actually look at it a bit more in depth, but for now, for our purposes this morning, this is good enough. So Amrav Nachman, Tisili, Rav Nachman said, you know, Tisili literally means it should come to me. In other words, give me a shkoyach, dekayamis shalosh su'udos b'Shabbos. Because I am always makbid to have shalosh sudos, to have three meals on Shabbos. Amar Rav Yehuda, tisili, dekayemes, iyun tfilo. So Rav Yehuda says, give me a shkayach, because I daven with kavona. I daven with kavona. Amar Rav Hunabri, Rav Yehoshua. I'm just in the footnote, samich vav, page kuf yud zayin, the left-hand column of the footnote. So Amar Rav Hunabri, Rav Yehoshua, tisili, Telosagya arba amos begilu yirosh. Give me a shkayach. I never walk dalar amos with an uncovered head. Amar Rav Sheshes tisili dekayemes mitzvas tefillin. Give me a shkayach, and that again, I always fulfill the mitzvah of tefillin. Vam Rav Nachman tisili dekayemes mitzvas tzitzis. Rav Nachman says, go ahead and give me a shkayach because I always fulfill the mitzvah of tzitzis. Rabbi Yosef says, Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Rava, Avucha b'may zohir tfei. What was your father very careful with? Amar lei b'tzitzis. My father, very careful with tzitzis. And again, the Gemara tells the story. Yom achat have a kasalik b'darga. One day my father was walking up the stairs. If sikle chuta, and the string, his tzitzis got caught on something, and the string ripped. The lo nochis va'asa kam de lo ramyo. And he would not take another step until someone brought him a replacement string, and he was able to replace the string on his tzitzis. Uperi Shashi, de kayemes mitzas tfilin, shalo halach arba amos below tfilin v'chein linyin tzitzis ad ramye. So the idea is, you see, it's interesting. Why are these particular tanoim, why are these amoraim, why are they focusing on, I fulfilled this mitzvah, I fulfilled that mitzvah? Again, you know, we all have an obligation of tzitzis, we all have an obligation of tefillin, and we all have an obligation of wearing a yarmulke, we all have an obligation of, oh, wearing a yarmulke is a little bit different, but right, you have an obligation of shalosh sudos. So like, what's the chiddush? So at the Eitz Chaim, when he quotes this Gemara, is highlighting this yisod, that we tend to gravitate towards certain things. People tend to, although I know that I have an obligation for all 613 mitzvahs, the reality is my relationship with the 613 mitzvahs is not the same. Certain mitzvahs I just find myself a bit more drawn to, and other mitzvahs ultimately I find myself struggling with a bit more. So now back up to the Be'ori HaChasidus. So the Rebbe says over here as follows. The Rebbe says, Umevayer, she'enyana shal she'ilo zuhu, she'hayu yodin tlias hanitzos shoresh haneshama shalahen, v'hayu mistabkin liktas mitzos yosher me'achirim. These particular Amoraim, they knew the essence of their neshama, and they realized that from a neshamadik level, they were drawn to certain mitzvahs more than others. In other words, I will say, this notion that one found himself connected with tzitzis, one found himself connected with tefillin, one found himself connected with shalosh sudos, they understood represented a neshamadik connection. This wasn't just, okay, I enjoy shalosh sudos, you know, I enjoy having meals, so that's it. This was, they understood on a deeper level that there was some aspect of their neshama, of their very essence, which was drawn to this mitzvah. Va'al yedei hachulshos hamiyuchados shiyesh l'chol adam, efshar lo lahamfchin es yichidiyoso bazeh, ve'es avodoso hapratis hamiyuchedes rak lo. So we'll see, what Rabbi Tzadok now says is something really amazing. So what the Rebbe explains, is as follows, that in the same way that when I'm drawn to a particular mitzvah, I could see that I discover an element of my neshama. I discover an element of, if I find myself drawn to something, there's a message in that to me, about me. The same applies with my struggles. When I struggle with a particular avera, when I have a particular spiritual weakness, I'm able to be mevar, I'm able to discern through that weakness regarding a particular strength. I will say, so we're going to stop over here for today, just because we have a lot to do in the daf, but we'll pick up with the last piece of this. I mean, we're not finished yet, but again, we'll say, we see Reb Tzadok kind of laying the groundwork for these various steps. So now, similarly, I'm drawn to a mitzvah, highlights a particular aspect of my neshama. Through my struggles, through my difficulties, I begin to see also my strengths as well. How that actually plays out in Mirat Hashem, we will see explicitly tomorrow in the Rebbe's words.